What's up, Survivor?
Love is like a coal fire. It makes the train go chew.
Youth Group Survivor Support Group.
Bump me out. Make me sad.
Hi. I'm a Power Ranger.
Haley Williams owns my ass.
Give me the scales of life and death.
Becca, no.
Becca,
I want to believe.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Sometimes your plans don't work out.
Oh, there it is.
We're doing it next month. It takes a lot of planning. It was a Charlie thing.
Sometimes you gotta pivot. Sometimes you take a chance.
I like that we have like a couple of continuing series. You know, we do, for a while we did the makeup devotional. For a while we did the, there's only like four of these episodes, mm-hmm. I think, in total on YouTube.
Really?
So it's like we can finish this out.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So happy to have to watch more of these.
It's crazy to me that you don't like this because I felt like this one had a lot of stuff that seemed...
That's why I don't like
Dilly
it.
Adjacent.
That's why
okay,
I don't
like
it.
Okay, so we're once again talking about Angel Wars, which is a it's an animated Christian boys sci-fi story that I watched when
boys?
I was a kid.
Seems pretty unisex to me.
They did try to make it.
I felt like it was it was like in the boys section of Lifeway or whatever.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
This episode
was different though.
Yeah,
the animation quality is upped from the first one.
It is,
that's
but the tone
first...
is like way... change.
That may be the only positive thing I say.
I thought it felt darker. They were leaning way more into like world building stuff and like trying to cram a lot into a little bit.
Yes.
Whereas the last episode I think felt more streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
They just give you sort of like all of the parts of the world that you need to know. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're angels, they live on the ship.
So this is Youth Group Survivor Support Group.
If you didn't know.
If you didn't know. I'm Dylan Davis. I'm one of the hosts. Another one of the hosts is Becca Stogner. She's over there across from me.
I'm the 7 cups of coffee I drank this morning watching this episode.
And then seated next to me on the couch like a bosom buddy, I've got my other host, Charlie Allen.
Punished black armor angel.
Oh, a morgue type.
I'm sort of leaning into my morgueness. Yeah, yeah.
Charlie's in his morgue era. That will make sense later when we inevitably talk about the plot. We watched Angel Wars Guardian Force 2. Was Angel Wars 1 called Guardian Force?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I wanted to make sure because that was not clear to me. I didn't
know.
So remember.
When I looked, and I'm probably going to pull this up at some point during the episode, but there's a
don't
the
cuss
YouTube
at me.
Channel. Sorry. <Yeah. laughs>
No, you're good. Just kidding.
The YouTube channel that we're watching this on.
Angel Wars fans.
Angel Wars fans, right.
Jesus,
and
the nebbishy asshole that does this.
If you look at his account, there's 4 videos posted. I assume they must be the only... Or, I'm sorry, 5 videos posted. I think they must be the only 5 pieces of Angel Wars content ever created. But it's episode 1-4 of this series.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else that's Angel Wars, not Guardian Force. Like Angel Wars... Rogue War.
Next
or
Gen
like
or whatever.
Yeah. And I think that might be like a TV movie, like a made-for-TV movie or something like that.
What
like
channel
sort of
could
like,
that possibly have come on?
Did we determine that this was Canadian?
I don't remember. I'll be honest.
I
forget these more than I forget.
I know that the last one had a Switchfoot instrumental, and this one did not.
No,
yeah, they didn't spend the money on music.
This one opens on a Phil Collins Tarzan soundtrack, percussive tribal beat,
right? And a kind of a cool image. It's like they have this big volcano, and then they like pan down to show you that there's like a village underneath it, and then a big like demon spaceship like lands on top of the volcano, and he's like, I'm a demon, they worshipped me as a god on this island, and now I'll show them that my power still reigns.
Which would be cool if it didn't move at the speed of someone in a K-hole.
Sure.
It's
the animation
slow.
Is improved but not great.
I mean, listen, these people look crazy. Like their proportions
they're built like action
fucking
figures.
They're built rescue heroes, for sure.
Specifically rescue heroes, Or Buzz Lightyear of Star Command TV show, kind of.
The texture of rescue heroes is such a specific...
That plastic sheen?
Blech.
Yeah, they had a shine to them that felt bad.
Gross.
Yeah. This is weird.
They feel weird in the hand, yeah.
Apparently this is bought by 20th Century Fox.
That's...
Which kind
honestly
of
less
blows
weird.
My mind.
Which
means
now
Disney
means,
now...
Yeah. Disney owns
Disney, let's get an Angel Wars.
Should be Time Machine episode.
Okay, honestly, Angel Wars reminded me, this one specifically reminded me a little bit of Star Wars Clone Wars, which I don't like either.
What?
It's the stories are good, the animation sucks.
Wait, which
sucks.
Clone Wars are you talking about? Are you talking about, because it reminded me a little bit of the Genndy Tarkovsky, the 2D animated
I
one.
I like that one. Okay. The early Clone Wars seasons on Cartoon Network after Tarkovsky.
Yeah, fair enough. Those are weak. And then I know they get better when like Filoni gets more involved. But...
yeah, but it takes a while to get there.
Yeah.
The animation picks up, you said, the dormant volcano. We've got our demon lord talking about how he was worshipped as a god.
Is
and...
this the Tutti Frutti C-3PO looking?
Yes,
type?
Yes. Yeah, what were your thoughts on him?
Loved him.
You loved
Wanted
him?
More of him. Was so disappointed that he's barely in it.
He had a lot of gravitas.
He's very LGBT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He swishes. He kind of sways.
They had a guy like him. Do you remember the sort of like mummy? He had like dark wraps in the last one, and he was like the underling. Yes. They had a very similar character design.
Well, then all of his later on, when he sends out his big attack robots, they all kind of put their hand forward and do.
Yes, I love that. I think that was supposed to be like kung fu, but they did look like they were serving.
I just think the animation was kind of just poor in that regard.
Me and my minions of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I feel like you can really tell the tax brackets of an animation studio by how their liquid looks.
Yeah.
And the lava coming out is not looking too good.
It didn't look good, but the way they composed that shot was one of the more exciting set pieces of the film.
I fucked with that set piece. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I did. You're right. The lava looks like the goo in Spy Kids 3D.
It does.
Which has a very strange
And they played
quality.
The same shot twice in a row of the three robots getting wiped out.
I was like, I know this thing is cheap. I know it's anime inspired, but you can't literally just have one shot and then another shot and then reverse the shot that you just played.
Like
you're not
showed,
on a manga.
Yeah.
You're
the
not
first
on an anime
shot
studio schedule.
Shows all three bots getting wiped out by the
Swift.
Big angel that has
we
come
love
in.
The
so
big
Swift,
angel.
So
yeah.
Swift, the archangel, shows up. He is the big black angel from the first one, if you don't remember all
he
the names.
He has the proportions of like a straight up boulder. Like he's just perfectly round, but
neck
like
is
huge.
Non-existent.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
neck.
It is breastplate face is the order. He now I do like his opening move. The wings go away and he halo jumps into action, which if you don't know what a halo jump is. Do you know what a halo jump is?
Yeah. No. It's like you do it. It's like a.
So you go above recommended skydiving limits in the air. Military does halo jumps.
Oh, okay.
It's in Godzilla where they all jump out of the plane.
I was thinking halo, like Master Chief, stinky
halo
mountain.
He did a lot of halo jumps. Yeah, there are also paratroopers that do it. Yeah, you got it. Okay. But he does that cool fall, and then he does basically the opening scene from Thor Ragnarok where it follows the hammer's POV. And
it's cool. I like that he's got a big-ass hammer. It's pretty
that's
dope.
That's fine. There are some interesting action shots. I think my displeasure comes... when anyone speaks in the show.
There was some stuff
what does he
I
say?
Like,
no graven images is the first, his Swift's, Swift's badass line, and I put badass in quotes. He goes,
his, like,
no graven images.
His
and then
Schwarzenegger one-liner.
Yeah. And I was like, ugh, gross. Are you my grandfather? Ew.
For God so loved the world.
Yeah. It's like, don't quote the Bible. Like, unless you're Samuel Jackson, you can't quote the Bible in a cool way.
Well,
you just can't.
You know that there is a... I meant to talk about this on the last record, but... there's a clock that I get advertised a lot on. I've been watching a lot of the Game Show Network late at night. And most of the
yummy.
People who are watching the Game Show Network late at night are very elderly.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
And so there's a clock
they can't
that,
find the remote.
Will play James Earl Jones reading the Bible.
Oh, yeah, that's
every
right.
hour.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
What game shows are you watching?
Yeah, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm so glad you've asked.
This is honestly very important to me.
Oh, right. I feel like having any sort of... diversions in these episodes. It's like, I need you to stay focused
on
Angel
we gotta
Wars.
Talk about the plot. Yeah. None of
I
us have done a segue before.
It started with Family Feud. We really liked, because we watched a
now,
bunch
is
of Family
it
Feud.
Old or is it more recent
they're,
Family Feud?
Like Harvey
like,
or?
It's definitely Harvey.
Oh,
and
I love
it's with,
him as a host.
Me too. He might be the funniest motherfucker
He's
on
so
TV.
Fucking
yeah.
funny. I watched him eat food on his talk show And he said he was having a black ass moment, and that made me laugh so fucking hard.
I love that Family Feud has just evolved into him basically being like, oh boy!
I know, like, judging like, people. It's all setups for him to basically, like, do some sort of punchline at their expense. Yeah. But I also like that when, like, if there's been a family on there for, like, three episodes, and one of the people in that family is bad, he will be like, you don't get any answers, do you? He'll, like, talk shit to their face.
I love it.
It's fucking sick. He's the greatest host on television.
He's very good.
Then we've been watching a little bit of America Says with John Michael Higgins, which is like a lesser offering, I would say. It's really not very well done. I mean, it's kind of fun, but it's just bland more than anything. And it's like they get a bunch of stuff up on a board that's got like the first letter and then a blank, and they have to go. It's like,
is it like Hangman?
Kind of. It'd be like things that you find at a fish market, and then there's like a big S up there, and you're like, shrimp, crabs, lobster.
Oh, so you
and
just lob guesses at a one letter?
More or less, yeah.
That is such a weak premise.
Well, you would think that, okay, that's about as lazy as a game show could get.
That's literally next to nothing.
I'm very pleased to tell you that there is a show called People Puzzler with Leah Remini.
Leah Remini,
counter to Steve Harvey, might be the worst host on television.
That makes sense.
I mean, she's charismatic and she's funny, but I've seen her get into every episode is awkward. Every single episode, she gets into some sort of awkward interaction. And then I have seen her straight up reveal answers, like, before the people have guessed. And the producer off camera goes, Leah, come on.
We are loving 90s supermarket sweep in this house.
Oh, yeah.
With David Rubrick.
Do you watch that on Pluto TV?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We bounce back and forth. There's a network on, like, Vizio that has some, too, and it just kind of depends on the eras.
Bob Barker, Price is Right. Primo.
Man,
incredible.
What a consummate host Bob Barker
was. He was the best, yeah.
Oh. The Hollywood
Native.
What?
He was Native American.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
The Hollywood Squares Match Game Hour is a very bizarre show that only lasted, I think, a year.
I fucking love Hollywood Squares. It comes up on Buzzer a lot.
It's Hollywood Squares and Match Game. So they play Match Game first, and then they add a row of people, and they play Hollywood Squares after.
That's crazy. It's so overwrought.
Which is why I think it didn't last very long.
I was
watching a lot of Jeopardy.
When I was home with my family, they watch a lot of Jeopardy. And I like Jeopardy. I think it's like a really well... It might be like the number one game show, I think.
Yeah.
And it lost a little bit when they lost Alec Trebek. I can't deny it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he just was that show.
But I like Ken Jennings is a good host. A good enough host. He's not Alec Trebek, but he's always going to be.
Oh, right. You know I miss Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with Jeff Foxworthy.
Old Fox Boy.
No, that's kind of a shit show.
Paula Deen. She would come on there.
We also watched the...
I tell you what, I will
They did a
myself.
Supermarket sweep in 2020 that I think just now got canceled with Leslie Jones as the host.
Sure, yeah.
And like, I love Leslie Jones, and I feel like she just can't get a project that works for her.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't fit into anything she's in. And it's weird and gross. It's like a different, I don't know.
There's also a $100,000 pyramid modern reboot of that nobody watches with Michael Strahan.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
He's a fine host. He's just charismatic enough. He's just
charismatic.
He can carry something.
All of those things more interesting than Angel Wars.
Well, speaking of...
Back on that topic. Here we go. So, the main thrust of this plot, just to kind of give you a summary, you can watch it on YouTube, but there are the 12 stones of creation. These are apparently things...
Little Miss Robot Demon Thanos is back, which I was, like, bummed. I was like, this guy again?
I know.
We don't get a new villain?
You want a new demon. I thought that it was going... But I think that the idea is that he's going to be kind of like the monster of the
week. Last time it was more the lady, I guess.
Mm-hmm. For most of these, the premise is supposed to be there's a human story where somebody's being tempted to sin, and there's a cosmic battle like happening over top of them.
So this one really gets muddled. So the 12 stones of creation are the underlying current that will carry us through the movie. Morg, who is the main demon / fallen archangel, he has one. He puts it in his sword. It glows green. It can animate. Digital. It can animate technology.
It's got like goo.
It's got creative powers
that will. Yeah, like it's sort of like
a Green Lantern ring.
Demons like gremlins in this.
They do.
Yeah, they like fuck with technology and like make it malfunction.
They honestly treat demons in the Angel Wars universe as second class citizens, who are like they treat.
I like their hell politics.
The politicking's interesting.
I wish there was a more consistent look across the demons because I don't know who's supposed to be what.
Sure, fair enough.
So the human that we follow in this one, what is her name? Did we pick that up?
I don't, student driver.
Yeah. Oh, he said it a couple of times.
Well, women can't drive.
Armstrong.
Yeah. Women can't drive. She's trying to pilot a spaceship. Wouldn't you know she's bad at it?
She went to the SpongeBob School of Driving, as in she's never going to pass her test.
Yeah, but Joe Pesci is her
basically
instructor.
She has, like, social anxiety. She is pretty good at flying the thing, right, but she can't land it because she gets too stressed.
Well, he asked her to parallel park.
Yeah. And then he asked her to commit crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes from parallel parking.
Bitch, you know how you can't fucking park or fly this thing? Why don't you commit a crime? Why don't we smuggle?
Why don't you smuggle and go shopping or whatever?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci is her driving instructor. But he gets her to fly to the moon, which
let's say a weak performance.
Yeah,
this
very
is probably
bad.
My least part of the problem
is the voice acting is terrible across the board. I don't like any of them. Even the guy that sounds like Steve Bloom, who played Spike Spiegel, who's playing Morg, mm-hmm. It's not Steve Bloom, but it sounds a lot like him. He was bad too. So they get to the moon.
I said
they cut to
robot Thanos is back, baby, and he's got a stone that makes ooze.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Oh, and the place that they are showing on Earth is very bland and ugly. I mean, all of this sort of set design is pretty bland and ugly, but I thought it was Albuquerque. It looks a lot like Albuquerque.
They have like a little Planet 51 booger-ass looking alien on a robo-scooter on the Golden Gate Bridge looking thing.
Which is a demon.
Yeah.
A demon spreading road rage. And then our next Archangel character is introduced again. It's Paladin.
The Australian one.
With the worst accent I've heard committed to VO.
He's kind of fun. I feel like there's...
Oh, God, no.
Both him and Swift are more characterized than... The two sort of like
the leads
babies.
From the previous film.
They get like one fucking line in this episode.
Yeah,
after
that's
being
true.
The leads in
they
the
really
last
dropped
one. I was confused as hell.
I think they just want you to be like, remember these guys?
Hey, this is stuff for kids.
They said
overall,
something.
I would say they tried to pack way too much into this.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was a world building
episode. They said something midway through the episode. Something is happening, and Eli is like, that's like what just happened to us last time. And that's like all. That's their whole purpose.
Which nothing makes me roll my eyes harder.
When the driving instructor was like trying to get the girl to cheat, there was something sort of proposition about sex.
So this is my problem with the way they present temptation to sin.
Yeah.
Morg tries to influence her to lie and go along with his scheming, and that's presented as sin. What it actually is a power difference between an authority figure and someone being manipulated.
Yeah.
It's not sin, it's someone being manipulated and coerced into something bad.
And to be fair, when she didn't sin, she made the whole situation a thousand times worse.
Times
she
worse.
Basically did
it was,
Space 9-11.
It was very unclear to me in this one what the moral was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I feel like the first episode was a very clean cut, like, inner
be
beauty
yourself.
Vanity
yeah,
type
yeah.
thing.
This one
and
was,
this,
don't
I was
lie,
like,
maybe.
Is it lying? Is it manipulation?
Let me tell you about the foundation stones.
Is it cheating on a driving test?
Morg was friends with Michael.
This was written by someone who used to work at Marvel Comics in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Is what it feels
the
like.
Random flashback with. Because I looked up halfway through and I was like, who the fuck is this Fu Manchu guy?
It's Morg. We flashback. So we get through this girl flying to the moon horribly.
Fly me
She's
to the moon.
Sinatra's
and let
there
me
with
me crash this fucking
hey, girl.
Ship.
You know that I used to be a famous jazz singer before I became a spaceship instructor?
Yeah, there's a lot of that vibe.
Armstrong, land the damn plane before I pop you one.
God damn it, I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette downstairs.
I hate when she's like, it's obviously going well.
Yeah.
And he's like, why don't you park it right there? And she's like, that looks really tight. Is there not anywhere else? Which, as someone with parking anxiety, gives me utter panic. And she just looks at him and he's like,
Rah. I think she's a relatable enough character.
She's relatable
enough. I like how they characterize actual human beings. It
she's
feels
just,
like
panicked and freckled and wide-eyed the entire time. Yeah. It's not that interesting.
So they, oh God, they get to the moon. There's like a big Tonka robot machine in the back of the ship that she's flying terribly.
It's a terraforming machine,
yeah.
It says.
Yeah. So we cut away from that to the Angel ship. that weird conglomeration of circles in the sky that they live in. Mm-hmm. The Archangel Michael is upon it.
This Swift has been really toyetic. There's a lot of like so spaceship much. And
oh yeah, I thought that too.
I thought that it would make really good toys.
Especially that robot was like, oh, that's marketing. They want to make that a toy. Yeah. We get some flashback into the Archangel hierarchy a little bit. We learn more about the Foundation Stones, which were created to serve some kind of purpose in the God King, or the Creator King is what they call God.
They keep on referring to them as pre-fall relics.
Pre-fall relics, which is the most sci-fi thing. I thought I would enjoy that.
Fuck with that. Yeah, I don't know, Dylan.
I think my eyes roll because I know who created it.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
I can't distance myself from the creator.
Here's where I come at it from.
Sure.
Which is more like, I know that these are just like Christian nerds who basically want to be able to like the thing that they like, and they have to launder it through an era of like, oh, but this is an evangelical tool.
Yeah.
Or an au revoir of like, this is an evangelical tool. And I mean, I just want to come to them and be like, first of all, you know you're making the thing that you actually believe look way more ridiculous when you put this enormous like fake sci-fi mythology on top of it. Because it's really funny to like, I think I said this probably the last episode we did about one of these. It's funny to do this whole really intricate sci-fi universe and then be like, and the best part of this, it's all real.
Yeah, that's...
They're really it. Michael is up there.
That's another
reason.
Real guy. That's another reason I roll my eyes. This is decent world building for an interesting world, but you can't, like... Don't tell me this is like a documentary. Like, yeah. Don't
tell me there's a booger alien I can't see zipping past me in traffic.
Inciting road rage.
Yeah.
Well, then they make it very clear how they feel about cops with Paladin arresting him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I rolled my eyes a little bit at that. I know.
Well, the idea of traffic duty for these angels doesn't make any fucking
sense.
No,
it doesn't.
It's the second time they've done it.
Know, yeah, and it's they must have much bigger problems.
Yeah.
Like, but you're dealing with world altering artifacts going missing.
What superheroes love to do is hang ostensibly innocent people just like off a 40-story building.
My favorite boy, my Peter Parker,
loves
to do it.
You love how like there's always an angel off fighting the life or death battle, and then there's another angel being like, "Well, I got to put boots on cars today."
Yeah. There's always one cop that's like, "What was this domestic call?"
Y'all. Like somebody's got to do something that's not
like there's got to be something more major happening.
There
like,
has to be
anywhere else,
please. So we get. The demon inciting road rage is a little nebbish guy on a scooter, and he gets arrested, and then Paladin later does this really funny, and I'm putting funny in quotes, good cop, bad cop routine, and then the demon calls it out as like, you can't do both good cop and bad cop.
Yep. They're doing an animation thing where he walks out of frame in one way and then like,
runs around the table.
Yeah, he sort of like appears from the other way.
That was decent, but again, this moves so slowly, you lose the ability to hit me with an effective punchline. Swift gets hurt in the first encounter with Morg and the Foundation Stone.
He gets wrapped up in the evil green ooze tentacle sort of shit.
He gets wrapped up. Yeah, and yeah, that's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. And he's hospitalized on the Angel Circle ship. And then we flash back to, Morg used to be an archangel named Morgan.
They're playing some sort of meteor game where they
fly through meteors?
Yes, okay, so Michael, what's the purple dominatrix bayonet lady's name?
Ariana.
So hot. Still so hot.
She's bad, and she plays a much bigger role in this.
Yeah,
and
this
so
time she
like
does an action thing. Yeah.
And then, this angel we've never seen before who's wearing like a big black armor and
clearly
so
bad
evil.
Guy.
Yes, and the whole time is going like, I don't know if the All Father is really making the wisest.
Imagine
he's
Tom
designed
from
like
Toonami
the villain
is talking.
From Mulan.
Yeah, he
like
was designed
any,
like Khan.
Any pointy beard,
neck
gentleman.
Beard. Yeah, certainly.
When you're young, it's like, oh,
yeah. And
it's
I,
a bad guy.
I didn't know it was a flashback at the time, so I thought that they were just like palling around with their friend Morgan. Who wears a black suit. And then they were also...
Yeah, they don't establish it's a flashback very well.
No, they don't.
A bald robot whose name was Morg, and they couldn't put two and two together that was the same guy. I found out after the fact, okay, he like made a decided exit, and they know what's going on there. But
later...
So the fact that Morg is short for Morgan.
Morgan, yeah.
So funny.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
It's pretty stupid.
It's hey, I don't wanna put too fine a point on it. It's dumb.
But you know what else is pretty stupid? That they see a meteor shower
and decide to fly through.
Michael and Morg are like, hey, let's do just like old times. Let's like fly through a meteor shower.
What old times? What old, hey, yeah. Hey, what were you doing? Beings? Hey, what yeah. are you talking about? Yeah. What did you, this was a game for angels is to fly through falling stars? Actually, that's kind of cool. What I said is cooler than what they did.
Right. Yeah, it was a cool set piece. I liked it's seeing the meteors coming down and all of them standing in front of it. It's like, oh, okay, I can see.
They play like a Goo Goo Dolls really instrumental cool. underneath
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, they love that fucking like light rock 90s
jangly
stuff.
Acoustic yeah. over a full band.
Yeah, it's like, this is almost like the Switchfoot we couldn't pay for twice.
So, of course, Ariana,
this
is that her
different
name?
Leg.
Is that the
yeah,
lady?
Ariana. Or,
she can't fly through meteors. She's a lady. So she watches the two boys dick measure and fly through the
yeah.
the asteroid thing. And then we cut a little bit back, and Michael reveals that he gave guardianship of the Foundation Stone.
Yeah.
To Morgan when he was an archangel, and he goes to, he of course suspects him because Michael is a good guy and knows everything. There is no way to fool
he's
him.
He's too trusting.
There's no yeah. way for him to grow because he's a perfect being. So he goes and is like, I don't
yeah.
trust you, Morgan.
I know this is about angels.
It's just boring.
We have other angels who have like personality flaws, and I gotta say, Michael. Yeah, I find Michael very boring.
Fucking
because
boring.
He's just like he so always
boring.
Has
is
to be right.
Is he supposed to be God?
No,
like I know he's
no,
not,
he's,
but
yeah.
he feels like he's supposed to be. The
I feel
God
like he's
of the group.
I feel like he's how Christians think Superman is.
Yeah.
I don't
he's
agree.
How Christians think they are.
Yeah, that too.
He's always right.
Yeah.
He's always scolding people because he just knows so much better.
Yeah. So he scolds Michael. Michael scolds Morgan into revealing that obvious bad guy is the obvious bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then his demon persona reveals itself for the first time. And they don't call the devil, they call him
the
dragon.
The dragon and the father. Or
the dragon
maker
and
or
the maker king.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which was also confusing.
Those are cool terms.
Yeah, I fuck with that world building stuff.
Yeah, but... Well, they never show him because that would kind of be blasphemy, I guess, for these cartoons.
I don't know. Do you think they'll ever show the... I would like to see the movie if they ever show the dragon.
I'd like to see if they show the dragon. I'd like to see the dragon, and they do mention Jesus. They call him the Son. So
yeah.
I'd like to see their... I think they
Jesus
could get away with that.
Jesus has a big sword. I could be sick.
I'd be okay with that. I might come around a little bit
okay,
on
hear
it.
Me. You know how Jesus rides a big white horse?
Yeah.
It, like, they have Revelation Jesus... That is like ostensibly one of those angels. Maybe he's like slightly oversized. He's like 8 feet
oh,
tall compared
yeah.
to the other angels.
Yeah.
And he's wearing their same uniform, but like in white. And then
yeah.
he's got like a horse. He's got sort
a
of
Pegasus.
Like a, yeah, like a speeder
he's
horse.
On a, yeah, or yeah, a robot horse with wings would be kind of neat.
Bring me in, Angel
yeah,
Wars.
I'm on it.
To pitch some
hey,
stuff
look,
for you.
If this is the kind of world building,
Fox,
you can show me any horse. You don't have to
yeah.
try that hard.
yeah.
Becca's on board. We said horse.
You're going to love this book I have got for you. It's called The Bible. Horses all over that thing.
Guys, there's horses everywhere in it.
I read The Horse and His Boy for there to not be that much
yeah.
horse content in it.
Honestly, that horse, kind of annoying in that book.
Yep.
There
he talked too much.
He talked too much. He nag.
Hey, save this.
Yeah,
save
that's
this.
True. Hey, you guys like Narnia? We're going to do a bunch of Narnia content.
That's the plan, baby. I said they've got two different types of world building they got to do.
Yes.
Both future world building and heaven world building.
Yeah.
And so I think they... The reason it feels overstuffed is because they're really trying to like fill out the future world, a little bit less so, but they're really trying to fill out the heaven world.
This is heaven lore dense.
Yeah.
This is the War of the Angels dense, which could be interesting in capable hands... It is not in this instance. I found myself... This is why I watched it once, did a Hades run, and had it playing audio-wise so I could absorb the audio of it.
Yeah.
And then listened to it a little bit on the way to record today just to make sure that I had my thoughts together. And the voice acting is so slow. The animation's so slow. Like, I can handle some
Eli,
of those things.
Don't you know the precepts of the Maker King?
And I know I harp about my grandfather a lot, but when it feels like the main character I'm supposed to like sounds like my grandfather,
yeah.
that's an immediate, like, no thanks.
I liked Eli. I thought Eli and What's-Her-Face were going to be sort of the
why
grounding...
Why don't they say her name? What is her
it's
name?
Was it Kira?
Kira!
That's what it is!
I like Kira. I thought Kira was a baddie when I was a
yeah.
kid. And now.
The first episode also felt more, like, contained. It was like, that was an episode. That particular story is over. And this one doesn't...
This is that sophomore slump. That,
feel like that.
Yeah, that's
so
that second
once,
effort.
Once she does 9/11 on the moon...
Every time, that's right. a good phrase for
Armstrong,
it.
Like one of her terraforming robots, like goes haywire. It goes starts haywire, attacking, like,
starts
the whole
attacking
moon
the
colony.
Yeah, the geodesic domes.
Holy
insane.
Shit.
I've never wild. Seen more Gumby looking idiots.
Yeah. Awful.
Flail but at across. The same time, Ariana starts fighting Morg, who's also on the moon.
And he reveals, oh my god, he knew exactly when the moon crater was going to fall away to reveal the hidden temple. He knew that would punctuate his evil monologue.
Now, at I a point, they started, it's like right before they're about to fight, they've right. got Ariana and they've got Morg, this
and
big
he
evil
puts,
demon robot.
He puts the foundation up, stone into a pedestal, which reveals a secret lair beneath it.
Sure.
That's important to know.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. I knew Ariana was going to lose this fight. How do you think I knew?
Because
she's
a
woman?
Ding, 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 ding! Great job!
This
Incredible!
Did a Christian duo misogyny?
How did I know she was going to end up beaten up and tied up at the end of this?
Because she's not in the kitchen cooking angel meals
right,
like
right.
she should be.
It's all well and good to have a woman angel on your fucking spaceship, but once you send her on a mission, you know she's gonna fuck up and she needs Michael to come and do the real work.
She got punched in the boob.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ouch!
Her fragile woman breasts.
It appears I'm the one having BDSM done on me.
Sorry, Michael, Daddy. I knew I shouldn't have taken my breasts into battle.
Ariana, your one weakness. Purple nerfle!
That's funny because she's the purple
she's
one.
In purple. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
it
got
works.
Like a spear. I like her spear.
She has
like
a spear.
Have web- and Paladin has like... We were just talking about Nunchuka in the last...
He's got glaives.
Yeah.
He has glaives.
Cool.
Which is neat. Swift has a hammer. Michael has a... Big old honking great sword.
Mm-hmm. A phallus.
A big old
of course.
Yeah.
Symbol.
Eli and Kira, they don't have swords yet.
No, they don't have their that. Wings either, I don't I don't think they were given their wings at the end of one. So they're still not archangels. They're still just lowly. Oh,
and
Morgan.
It ain't happening in this episode.
I forgot. I was watching most of this at work, but then I got home and I had to finish like the last 10 minutes
and
of
that's
it.
When you really zeroed in
and yeah. Caroline and oh yeah I was you know pretty a couple drinks in at that point
sure
and Caroline was listening from the other room and she thought I was playing Fire Emblem, which I don't play, but she plays and she
that
was, like,
tracks
the,
in
like,
so many ways
terrible voice acting and the like stupid anime bullshit.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that,
which
but, yeah.
I Charlie, to your point, I'm kind of astounded I didn't like it either with the amount of anime bullshit I absorb.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The flashing
this
lights in anime
was just
distracts
like,
me.
It was uglier. I think the last one was more colorful. This one's pretty dark.
That first set piece they were really relying on, all the moon stuff sucks.
Yeah.
The moon
I don't
stuff's
like looking
boring.
At the fucking, you have to work hard to make the moon cool.
It's what we're talking about with the Clone Wars that they kind of suffer from in the early seasons. And in my opinion, the whole thing is the planets are normally super bare.
Yeah.
And they're not interesting to look at. Part of the strength of Star Wars is there's something to look at always.
Right.
You're like, whoa, what the fuck is that thing? Oh, it's a Rodian. Cool. But in this one, it's just like, that's a moon rock and a big ugly angel
I
flying at a big ugly
about,
demon.
Like the Rogue One Andor sector of Star Wars now, because he doesn't put any aliens in it.
Yeah, that
and
weird
like,
foggy
oh.
planet they all are on and they're all humans.
Yeah, it just all looks like whales and everybody's just human being. I feel like, yeah, throw some alien in there.
You need
I get
to.
It. I know he's done like story stuff.
But you need to. It's part of the unit. You can still have that level of...
But can I tell you a cool like sci-fi detail that I did like about this
world?
Yeah,
please.
They only sort of hint at, but they won't let technology of a certain type... That's the reason that they have this blockade for the moon in the first place is because... There's been some sort of like technological quarantine where they keep on bringing stuff to the moon and it gets a virus. And they're in Dune, they have this thing called the Butlerian Jihad.
Yeah,
where,
they
like,
do.
All
they took
the
down
AI goes crazy and then they like destroy all the AI.
Which, by the way, that badass term, Butlerian Jihad, is so cool.
What
Go
a
ahead.
Great! But I think that they are sort of like headed towards one of
I
those
think,
in this universe.
Yeah,
which
I think
is
they're
going to
destroy
cool.
computers.
Yeah,
yeah. I think you're right. That didn't register to me, but that's honestly pretty good world building. Is that your demon technology, your remnants of a fallen civilization technology is being coerced by the bad guy to influence
who
the
are
mortal
like,
realm,
literal, like black magic demons,
yeah,
they're like ancient gods and pagan gods and stuff.
Yeah, that's
a
neat.
Portion of that it could be cool to me. You know
it could
I mean?
Be in capable hands. Again, you could have something cool. It's something I would read. Cover
the other
to cover.
One, the first one felt more like overall capable than. this one.
Yeah, they put a lot into the pilot, and this one it felt like they were kind of playing catch up. I'd be interested. Yeah. I think these were the only two that I owned.
This is
on
the
DVD.
Halloween Kills of Angel Wars.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. I can't wait to see Ends. There's just a brand new Angel.
Oh, you can wait as long as you want to see Ends.
I'm fine with Ends.
So we get into the underground temple. Morgan and Ariana are fighting now, and like Charlie said, she can't win.
Yeah.
Cause woman. And, well, she does destroy... So Morgan's big thing is he's going to fire this creation missile of demon virus, which is a cool anime sentence I just said, that you can fire right at the Earth, and it will restructure it in the dragon's image. Because originally, the Stone of Creation's purpose was to create the new world at the second coming of the sun of the Creator King. That is a cool way to say all that. Thoroughly unimpressive to watch.
I mean, sometimes I liked the idea of like,
fantasy
oh, ancient angel, ancient angel artifacts or ancient demon artifacts.
I mean, it's like Assassin's
there
Creed.
There was some things about that was cool. I thought the fight scene was competent, like between
it's fine,
Ariana and Morg. I thought it was like, all right, you know, it's not great, but
it's chunky.
Yeah,
oh, it's all chunky.
And the fact that they do the anime thing, but not well, of like pausing when the blades strike and holding it.
Yeah,
that really only works if there's kinetic energy between the characters.
Any
and there
slow
wasn't.
Moving choice in this just feels like buffering.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, it feels like a glitch.
In anime, all the rest of it is so frenetic that when they do those little things of just like somebody's eyes really quick or like the movement line bullshit.
Yeah,
I feel like it really works there because it's like this brief break from the action. Whereas in this, there is no action, so they just like it's like oh, you're just being lazy, or it just takes longer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's for. It was clearly not made with any kind of like, hey, we know what kids are. It was made by adults with slower sensibilities and not really, I would say, fans of animation. People trying to make a marketing and preaching tool, but made by nerds who, like you said, read Dune and a bunch of 90s Grant Morrison Justice League comics.
There's so much X-Men.
How
does
it wrap up? I just kind of recall Michael leaving.
So Michael defeats Morgan. Mm-hmm. Ariana's prayer defeats the missile.
Of course.
Summons the spear from within, and it destroys the missile headed to Earth. From there... Morgan gets away, right? Oh, he takes Ariana. He flies off with her into deep space.
He wraps her up and like pulls
deep space. So they set up that they're now going to have to rescue Ariana.
Yeah.
So looking at the Wikipedia, of course. The next episode, the third episode, is a continuation of this story.
Of course. Of course, they leave it on that.
But the fourth episode is like a bunch of vignettes in this universe. That is just sort of like a couple like 2 to 3 minute short stories.
Wow,
I guess.
Out of
it's
ideas.
Traffic duty all day.
Yeah, yeah, a bunch all of Paul Blart Mall angels running around.
Let's look at what the full movie is called.
Paul Blart Mall Angel is great.
I want to see it.
That's an episode title if I've ever
heard. Uh oh, Paul Blart Mall Angel caught you sinning.
Mall Blart Angel caught.
I'm the archangel of this mall.
Scoots behind a pillar slowly.
My child will commit shoplifting.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
That's the only crime.
That's the only crime?
Check out my phallus.
But mine is cleaner?
Where's this movie? Angel Wars
Guardian
movie.
Force.
But I don't want Guardian Force.
Oh, you want
I
the
want
movie?
The, other one.
The made-for-TV movie they made. I hope not. I can't
can
take more than
silent.
37 minutes.
Maybe I'll watch it and I'll report.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm being a whiner.
Angel Wars The Messengers.
Okay.
Okay.
And the
are they
cover
flying to Bethlehem?
Is yeah, they're going to Bethlehem.
We've got to deliver this
oh,
message.
Oh, baby.
That actually would be fucking
they're going back
sick.
In time.
Yeah, cool. A war version of...
Yeah, the war to get the message that Jesus came.
As
would
Mr.
Be pretty...
Worldwide once said, to understand the future, we got to go back in time.
Kira and Eli are on the cover here, but then there's another angel on the cover who I don't recognize, and he looks somehow uglier.
How did it get worse?
I don't know.
The quality drop for the TV movie.
Yeah, this one's from 2 years after. No, the original stuff was 2004. This is 2009. So they had 5 years.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. They can't even update, like, the... Somehow the title card got worse, too.
Yeah. It looks like shit.
It looks like shit. I'll watch it, and I'm just complaining.
I love that I've got y'all trapped now to watch this, like, weird fucking sci-fi CGI show.
I'm going to lock the doors when we talk about Narnia. No one's leaving for at least 2 hours.
I'm fine with that. I believe Narnia Month was my suggestion.
It was. Yeah, it wraps up in a cliffhanger. Michael leaves the, whatever they call the fucking circle ship.
It's called the Seven.
The Seven. And the two kids, whatever the fucking Eli, are like, hey, Michael, don't go. And he's like, I must do this. There's a lot of Jedi talk in this.
Definitely. Yeah.
There's a lot of Jedi at the height of their hubris talk in this, where I'm actually kind of...
Especially where Ariana and Morg were, like, facing off.
You will
off.
Try. There's a lot of, like, I have the high ground shit.
The thing they I
also,
love...
Also, two episodes in a row now that they've done the come the, hither, like, put your arm out and, like, let's do a kung fu.
4 years after The Matrix was worth even having that in a cartoon.
The thing I love about these is how abruptly it cuts to the credits.
Oh, yeah, it's real
There's
quick.
Barely an indication that it has ended, and then it's just like...
I mean...
It's just Michael flying away credits.
I was like, two beers and two shots of Tamarind Smirnoff vodka in. And
that sounds good.
It's pretty good. Huh. And when the credits hit, I was like genuinely shocked. I was like, wait, I thought there must be more to this.
What?
How can this be?
No, and there's not.
Nope.
How long did we talk about this?
40 minutes.
This thing is 40 minutes. We pretty much covered it. That is what.
And
Angel
this is
Wars...
for me, barely paying this thing a scrap of attention.
Look how much attention I paid to it, and how much attention Becca paid, and we both got the same amount of stuff out of
we
it.
We got here.
I kind of like it. If anything about like the
it
sci-fi
had me on the first
building,
step. I think it lost me, but this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I was
I'd like
excited.
To see what they do for number three. And I'm interested in the vignettes in the world because I think that's the stuff
that might be that
if
might
they were
be
telling
interesting.
More insular stories, I feel like
I
they
hope
would
it just
work
goes
balls better.
To the wall sketch comedy.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see what they think other sins are personally.
Right.
I can't wait to see what other weird gross lust? Power dynamics.
Cuz yeah, you hit,
oh yeah, the sexy
like,
angel
don't
wars.
Lie, don't steal. And then you start running into some tricky territory where it's
what
like, all
murder?
Right, what's a sin now?
Yeah,
yeah
what about
murder?
Covet? Coveting.
Oh, yeah, that'd probably be a good
you
one.
You could get coveting. Well, they did graven images in this one, too.
What was the comic that we were talking about on the last one that we both read that was like...
Archangels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that was like a big another, Lifeway staple, too. That's my introduction in the world of comic books. It looked like it was drawn by Rob Liefeld. Yeah. Now that I reflect on it, like nobody
it had
feet.
Oh man, that shit's so ugly.
It is very ugly, but it like influenced the way I think about comics. You
I
know,
understand.
Everybody had like bright color coded armor and archangels.
I fuck with that. I really like that.
I would do a book club of those.
Sure,
it's probably short.
Maybe that's after we finish Angel Wars. Only one superhero.
The
angel.
Demons are gross in that.
Really?
They are. They all look like Todd McFarlane's Spawn demons. They're pretty gross.
Okay, that sounds.
They're
kind of
neat. They're kind of neat.
There's the conceit in this that, like, the angels work together because they all serve the Lord, but the demons undermine each other because they always have to sort of, like, they're trying to get one over
they're
on
trying
each
to impress
other.
The devil.
Morg has this weird fucked up relationship with Lucifer where, like, he kind of wants to be better than him, but he also wants to impress him, and he's just sort of, like, always, like, locked in this...
He's really hung up on not wanting to be a servant,
too.
He mentions a couple times that he's not cut out for being a servant.
Very Paradise Lost.
Yeah, very much so.
Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven.
Yep. And, boy. Yeah, you watch this if you want. I didn't like it.
This is one of the few things that we watch for this podcast that's just right down the middle.
Yeah.
You don't
there's,
feel any
not,
way, one way or another.
Your kids aren't going to get... You might take a second if you have kids and you listen to this podcast to set them aside and be like, hey, what the girl's doing is a bad situation.
I don't think this animation is going to fly with kids today.
I don't think so either. But in, on the... Well, if you're an adult showing this to your kids, do you like hate them? Also, are you listening to this as like Mark? Yeah, now
we're
I'm
not
gonna,
giving
hold
advice
on.
For what kids.
Wait,
should
no,
watch.
Hold on, no. Now I'm realizing what I'm saying, and I'm getting on the point of like, holy shit, what person shows this to kids that
my
isn't
parents.
In the church? Yeah.
I think this I was think uploaded to YouTube this. Solely for the people who watched it as kids.
I think
long
you're
ago
right. Yeah,
to
yeah.
find it again, and
oh,
no
I don't
other
think
reason.
If I hadn't
right.
remembered this and brought it to this podcast, I think that it would probably just dissolve into obscurity, like the siblings in the photo in Back to the Future.
The fact
like,
that it has right. been preserved at all after how much media is like how easily media from that time is lost is insane.
It's insane.
Somebody must care a lot about
this. Between that and the
thing.
Thou Shalt Laughs, Crown Entertainment's like, let's slow another one on YouTube. Let's do it.
Listen, here's my thing. I really like the look of the chunky, low poly animation. Like, I like that.
Like
it looks
the reboot
like shit.
Era.
Yeah, that's it. It's the type of thing where it's like all of
Code
the
Lyoko,
old bad technology that looked bad in the past.
No, Code Lyoko looks better than this.
No, it doesn't.
Becca.
Yes,
no,
it
doesn't.
Does.
No,
yes,
go
it does.
Back and watch. You're
yes,
in deep
Becca,
denial.
I'm sorry.
I insist.
I'm sorry.
No.
I loved
insist.
It too. I loved it too.
Insist whatever you want.
I'll hear no
it's
word
cheaper.
About it.
It's worse.
Yeah.
No.
Go back and watch it.
Well, Becca.
It's bisexual coded. You'll love it.
Yeah, you'll.
I know it is. That's why I like it so much.
I know.
I love it too,
it,
but it's not great.
Go back. It's easy. The easy
no.
proof.
All right. Live in denial. So we're done.
We're over it. We're fucking over.
We're done. This has been another episode of Youth Group Survivor Support Group. Thank you so much for listening to our show. We appreciate it. Share it with your friends. Post it. Put it somewhere. Be like, hey, check these idiots out. And I appreciate it if you do that. Becca, do you have plugs?
I'm Heyo, it's Becca on Instagram and Twitter. Becca's Records on TikTok. Becca Stockner on YouTube.
Nice.
The Time Machine Podcast.
Nice.
Elsewhere.
Hell yeah. Charlie, you got plugs?
Charlie Allen, American Landmark on Instagram. Piano Pest on Twitter.
Yeah.
Charlie Allen Music on them music apps. Danger Jr. is a thing that I'm a part of that we do shows. Look us up. And, yeah, get your wings, kids. Get them wings.
I'm Dum Dum Dylan on Instagram and Twitter. Sexy Biscuits on TikTok. Give me a follow if you'd like. If not, cool. No skin off my teeth. You can check me out doing shows, places. I'll post that sometime on my own social media. And as always, like we say here at YGSSG,
Slugga Bugga!